This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome back to Simmons Gymnasium. Starting lineups are about to be announced right now as the visitors from East Alton Wood River wearing their maroon uniforms. Justin Engler, the 5'10 senior, is being announced first. Kavion Walker is announced second. He's a 5'10 sophomore. Jake Wells, a 6-foot sophomore, being announced next. Ryan Dawson is the freshman in the middle. And Mark St. Peter is the big guy in the middle for the East Alton Wood River Oilers of Ron Twitchell. And the Oilers come in with a 5-11 record. As we said, last night they were defeated by Dupo 45-30. Some would call that a stunning defeat, as that was Dupo's first win after 15 losses. So the Hillsboro Hilltoppers, they come in 10-6. They had a very good win over Gillespie, 71-37 Tuesday night. They will start the 6'2 senior Drake Hayden. They will start the 5'11 senior Caden White. A 6'2 senior Alex Schreiber. A 6'3 senior, Peyton Hester. And the big guy in the middle will be a 6'4 junior, Jordan Gregg. For the Hillsboro Hilltoppers of Coach Joe Vanville, they come in with a 10-6 record with some pretty balanced scoring, as Peyton is averaging about 12 points a game, as is Peyton Hester. Caden White close behind at 10. Jordan Gregg pitching in with about 8 points a game as well. Peyton has 58 assists to lead the team. There are 21 blocks also. Caden White with 36 assists on the year. Alex Schreiber with 34. So it has been a good team effort. Peyton Hester leading in the rebound category. He's averaging about 7 rebounds a game. Gregg averaging better than 4. So the Toppers decked out in their white uniforms with the orange numerals and the orange and black trim. They will be coming toward us or to the west end as we start. And the tip is won by East Alton Wood River. And so it will be Tavion Walker with the ball between the circles. He'll take it over on the wing to Andrew Dawson. Dawson will get it into St. Peter's, who go to the hole. It won't go. Walker, however, comes up with a rebound. They'll go set it up again. Will the Oilers. It's Dawson with the ball out of the free throw line extended over on the left side. He'll give it off to Walker over on the other side. Now to the baseline, jumper's up, and good. And Ryan Dawson gets the first bucket of the game for the Oilers, and they'll take an early lead. Ryan Dawson, as we said, rather a youngster. He's a freshman getting a start today. Now the Toppers, trailing 2-0, will fire a 3 up. Caden White, it doesn't catch iron, comes off the glass into the hands of Dawson. Dawson gives it off to Walker, who brings it down on the dribble. Between the circles, he waits to set the offense up. Gives it off to Dawson. Dawson, back up top, gives it to Englar. Englar swings it back to Walker. Now to Dawson it goes, baseline jumper up, no good. Coming up with a clean rebound, Caden White. He wipes the glass clean, goes the other way. Peyton with a shot up, no good. Englar rebounds for the Oilers. So the Oilers will take it back. They have a 2-0 lead, a minute and a half into this one. Our first game on the air today, but we're going to bring you plenty more. We'll talk about that in just a moment. For the Oilers, Jake Wells out between the circles. He's going to dribble down the left side of the lane, dish it off to St. Peter's in the corner. He'll kick it back up top to Walker. Walker's going to try to dribble drive into the lane. He has his pass deflected. Hester steals it. He'll give it off to White. White stops in the lane, doesn't have a shot. He tries to pass off. It's deflected, but he's able to regain. Now Walker fights him for the ball and gets the ball and then goes and Nope, he went for the drive to the basket instead of the diagonal pass, and he's going to get a charging foul as they went right over the top and draws first foul of the game. So Walker has a foul. The Coppers have the ball. And the Oilers have a two-point lead. Drake Payton on the dribble. Gives it off to White over on the left wing. Back to the right wing. It goes to Schreiber. Schreiber takes it into the corner. Now goes to Tester off the glass, and it's good. Payton Tester with his first 2 points of the game ties this one up 2-2. Coppers come out with some man-to-man pressure full court. Walker working against Schreiber. Going to give the ball off to Engler. Engler working against Payton. Gets the ball across the midcourt line. He'll try to set the offense up. Picks up his dribble. Then dishes it off over on the wing to Wells. Wells replaces him at the head of the key and tries to drive over to the left side. Gives it off to Dawson in the corner. Back up top to Walker it goes. 5 minutes remaining. First quarter. 2-2. Walker to the hole. Left side. And it's good. Davion Walker with an outstanding drive from the left side gives the Oilers a 4-2 lead. Payton with the ball to White in the corner. They'll go inside to Tester. He's looking for a pass. None there, so he'll kick it back up top to Greg. Now they'll reverse it over to the other side to Schreiber. Schreiber's in a world of hurt with a triple team, and he's going to be called for the travel. First turnover of the game on the Coppers. And the Oilers will get the ball back with 4:36 to go here in the first quarter. They lead 4-2. Walker with the ball is going to bring it down on a dribble. Very deliberate. Here's Walker. He will set the offense up, setting up between the circles, going between his legs two or three times. I don't think he gets any foul points for that. Now Payton pokes the ball away. It comes free, and Walker gets a turnover after all is said and done. Back the other way, shots up, no good, fighting for the rebound. Tester's there. His shot is too long, too strong. Came off the glass hard. And despite the fact that the Oilers made a turnover, they didn't have to pay for it. Walker now trying to go behind his back, dribbles the ball off his heel. He's able to recover and give the ball off to Wells. Wells sets it up for Engler. Engler leaves it for Walker. Walker's up top. Now he'll give it off to Wells. A little weave out in the perimeter up top. Now Wells tries to go into the lane. As he does, one of the toppers is going to get caught with his hand in the cookie jar. Who's reaching in now? I believe this is going to go against White. Yes, indeed. Caden White is going to get the call this time. For the toppers, Keaton Pruitt will enter the lineup. Inbounds pass comes in to Walker. He's thinking about a shot just inside the three-point line over on the left baseline. Instead, he'll try to get the ball into St. Peter. St. Peter is a very stout young man, shall we say, as he's the big man in the middle, and I mean that literally, as he's posting up low, and Tester's got his work cut out for him trying to handle this big guy. They battle inside. The ball is outside. Engler with the ball gives it off to Walker. Walker comes over on the dribble to the head of the key. Now he'll look to see. He's got the St. Peter set up high. He's got a backdoor cutter in well. Neither one's open, so he'll follow that cutter, go to the hole, and his shot is no good. Greg comes up with a rebound. Walker slapped him one. No foul was called. Now there's going to be a pushing foul called against the Oilers, and this one's going to go against Jake Wells. Wells will pick up his first. And the toppers will inbound, trailing 4-2. Payton with a three. Nope, comes up a little bit short. Fighting for the rebound, it's Walker who comes away with it for EAWR. To go up top to Engler, who will spot up for a three. It won't go. St. Peter's with a rebound. He'll turn, spin in the lane, off the glass too hard. Tester comes away with the rebound this time. He'll lead it to Payton. Payton's going to kick it back to White. Payton thought about a shot and then decided he'd set the offense up, give the ball back over to White, or to Payton, over on the other side. Now it'll be Keaton Pruitt get the ball up top. He's going to try to reverse it back. No, that lane was covered, so he'll skip pass to Payton in the corner. He'll go baseline and then kick the ball out to Keaton. His shot no good, but there's Tester with the rebound and the putback. Payton Tester averaging about 12 points a game. He has all 4 points for the toppers here in the early going. Down the other way, a mini collision. Bodies fall. Whistles don't blow, so they keep playing on. As it was Jake Wells with the move down the lane. Shots up and no good for the Oilers. Back the other way, coming quickly. And here is Schreiber. He'll give the ball off in the corner. It'll go out to Pruitt. Keaton Pruitt in the corner. Kicks it up and around to White over on the other side. Now they'll bring it back up top and go to Tester. Kick it back down inside to Landon Carroll just in the ball game. Pass inside to Tester. He lost it and then regained control of the baseline. They'll go back and set things up ahead of the key and reset that offense. So Pruitt and Carroll in there. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to stay deflected by the Oilers. Now coming in Sproul is going to come in for the Oilers. He's wearing number 45 today. 45 for him. And also coming into the ball game, Sean McKee. McKee wearing 12 today. Heading down on as 21, but he'll go 12 today. He's in the ball game for the Oilers. Switch on the early jerseys that I had numbers down for. We'll make that adjustment on the fly. Into Greg it goes. Rules behind him. Done by the Greg. He goes up strong. So the big guys for the Toppers have done the scoring inside here to begin with. And the Toppers have their first lead at 6-4 as we are down to the final minute of the first quarter. Engler on the dribble. Gets the screen from St. Peter's. Then cuts across from right to left. He'll dish the ball off to McKee. McKee with the ball at the right side at the free throw line extended. He's dribbling, driving, trying to find somebody open. Finds St. Peter's, who goes to the hole. His shot is partially blocked. It's going to be a two-shot foul. As this one is going to go against, I believe this is going to go against White. And if it does, that will be his second. So Caden White has picked up two fouls. St. Peter's shooting a couple of free throws. First one's up. Nope, it won't go. He'll get another. Schreiber will replace White in the lineup. Having a seat for the Oilers is Jake Wells. He'll be replaced in there by Sproul. St. Peter's free throws up, but no good. Back the other way with 45 seconds come the Toppers. Tester with the ball on the elbow, kicks it in the corner. Coming around on the drive was Pruitt. He'll dish it off to Tester. Tester stops and hops from about 6 feet right in front of the rim. He just laid that one right over the edge of the rim. Nice touch for the big guy as Peyton Tester comes up with his 6 points of the quarter. 8-4, Toppers with the lead. Walker and the Oilers with the ball. St. Peter slides down the lane, but they can't find him because Tester's got him guarded closely. So they'll dish it off to Engler. Engler on the elbow now gets it off to Tester, St. Peter's, who gets it off to Sproul. Back out to Walker for three. Bottom of the net. Davion Walker with a three as the buzzer sounds. That brings the Oilers within one. After one period of play, it is Hillsboro 8. He's on Wood River 7. Back with second quarter action after these messages on WSMI. Tom Williams, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Volker. A good seat here. Starting second quarter action, the Toppers with an 8-7 lead. They will have the ball. They'll take Payton to the hole. His shot will not go. And Dawson comes away with a rebound for the Oilers. They'll head the other way, trailing by one, 8-7, in a closely played first quarter. Engler's going to try to drive on Payton and kick it out in the corner to Sproul for three. His shot will not go. Great Payton skied for that rebound. Came down quickly and decided, let's take it on a dribble. He tries to pass it inside, throws it right into Sproul's hand for the second turnover. And back the other way go the Oilers as Avon Walker comes up with his seventh point of the night as he has a three in the first quarter and add another two to that in the second quarter. So that is 7 points for Walker, and that makes it a 9-8 count in favor of the Oilers. As we said, the Oilers come in as the number 11 seed. Hoppers throw this one away once again. And Wood River takes the ball back down the other way. Ron Twitchell standing up, hollering instructions. I don't think he was really looking for that shot, as instead it'll come off the boards to Keaton Pruitt. Pruitt going to go coast to coast. Can't get his shot to drop. Landon Carroll had the rebound. His shot rolls off the rim as well. The Toppers having a problem here getting the shots to drop in the early going. They're working inside well, but sometimes that ball just can't find the range. A couple of them tough luck shots there as they fell off the edge of the rim. Now Walker sets it up, sends it over on the wing to McKee. McKee trying to drive inside, has the ball taken away. It'll be the second turnover against the Oilers. Quickly see Toppers come back the other way, and Landon Carroll finally had a point-blank shot. It went right across the rim, would not go in. Now another steal gives the Toppers another chance. They'll go outside, dishing it off to Keaton Pruitt. He'll set up for a three. It comes up a little bit short. Spruill skies for the rebound. So the Oilers have committed three turnovers. The Toppers have committed three turnovers. 5:33 to go here in the second quarter. 9-8 is the Oilers' lead. They have the ball. Engler over on the right side, going to go back up top to Dawson. Dawson gives it off to Walker. Walker goes behind his back on the dribble, and then he'll back out, and they'll set up a double stack offense. Two postmen, one in front of the other on each side of the lane. Walker's going to drive around to the baseline, pull up for a jumper. It rolls off. Will not go. Spruill comes up with a rebound. Instead, he'll dish it off to Dawson. Dawson's shot will not go. Back the other way will go the Toppers. The Oilers having a little bit trouble finding the range on that rim. The ball just seems like it's sliding off of it quite a bit today. Shriver with the ball. Going to give the ball up to Carroll. Landon Carroll back to Shriver. And Spruill's going to get caught on a reach-in. That will be Spruill's first foul. It'll be the third team foul against the Oilers here in the first half. White's going to come back into the game. Caden Lemon will make his first appearance in the game. Chester and Greg working inside. Payton for the baseline. Three-pointer, no good. Chester with the rebound. Off the glass and good. Peyton Chester, a 6'3 senior, just picked up his 8 point. Gives the lead back over to the Toppers. It's 10-9 HHS. EAWR has the ball. Figure that one out. Like alphabet soup here this afternoon. Walker with the ball goes inside to Spruill. His left-hand layup is good. Walker threaded the needle with a perfect pass. I thought it was going to be intercepted, but Spruill got good hands on it, took it to the hole left-handed, got it to go, got the Oilers back on top. Back the other way. Toppers looking for three. Caden White gets bottom of the net. White with his first points of the game. Gives him 3 points on the night. Gives the Toppers a two-point lead, 13-11. This has been played very closely pretty much the whole time. Walker, as he went to stop, picked up his dribble a little bit too early, took an extra step. It'll be turnover number four on the Oilers. St. Peter's, who's just got a much-needed rest, comes back into the ballgame, replacing Sean McKee. So the two big boys are in there for the Oilers, both St. Peter's and Spruill. The two big boys are in there for the Toppers as well, Chester and Greg. It is Hayden with a shot. It's no good. Greg comes up with a rebound, dribbles it off his foot. It goes rolling away. He's able to chase it down before it goes out of bounds. Hayden going to kick it over to White. White in the corner, going to give it off to Lemon. Lemon to Greg at the free throw line. He'll go over to Hayden for a three. Nope, he won't take it. He'll pass it up, bring it over on a dribble, and give it to Greg. He's over at the right side of the lane, about 10 feet out, and Jordan Greig, with the little cheer drop, it goes over the edge of the rim. He has 4 points, and don't look now, but the Toppers have a four-point lead to take it for the game. Spruill comes down on the dribble. He says, wait a minute, this isn't what I like to do. He'll give it off to Walker and then set a screen for him. Walker can't utilize the screen, so he'll give back to Spruill, who goes into the lane. Left-hand layup is good. Darren Spruill is listed at 6'3", but I mean to tell you what, he's got some agile hands and agile feet. Nice drive to the basket that time. Spruill, one of the leading scorers for the Oilers on the season, averaging about 11 points a game. Back the other way come the Toppers. It's 15-13, Toppers by two. White with the ball out of the free throw line, extended over on the left side. They'll take it over to the right side and give it to Drake Payton. Payton stops at the free throw line, back to White for three. Nope, it won't go. Fighting for the rebound, Lemon comes up with it. He'll kick it back to Payton. Again, the three-point shot won't go. Greg gets the rebound. He goes up. And as he tries to come down, Sproul's foot got on top of his. It was very unintentional, but it caused Greg to go to the floor, and he didn't like that too much. Sproul's going to pick up his second foul. Greg's going to go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 77% free throw shooter on the season. Greg first one's up. Boom. Hit back iron. Would not go. White's going to have a seat. Kester's going to have a seat. As coming in is Grant Hamby for the Toppers, as well as, let's see, that'd be Alex Schreiber coming back in. Sproul will take a seat with those two fouls. He'll be replaced in the Oiler lineup. Number two that I don't have in there. I do not have a number two in there. Second free throw is no good. Greg's going to come up with his own rebound. His shot will not go. So back the other way will go the Oilers, trailing 15-13 with 2 minutes to go. Walker going to get called for another charge. He came in and tried to stop and pop, but he didn't stop in time. That will be his second. That will be the fifth team foul against the Oilers. White's going to come back into the ball game. Walker's going to have a seat with those two fouls. As he'll be replaced in there by Ryan Dawson. So it's Schreiber out and White back in. For the Toppers, we lead by two as we go into the final 2 minutes of the second quarter. Toppers with a 15-13 lead. Lemon with the ball out at the head of the key. He'll swing it over to White. Thought about a three. Instead, he'll bring it back up on a dribble. Back inside, they look. Nothing's open there, so Payton is going to take the ball around the top. He'll give the ball off to Lemon. Lemon looking inside. Can't find Greg, so he'll go to White. Oh, White thought about a three, and inside. Nah, maybe not this time. He'll swing around from right to left, bring it all the way over to the wing, then kick it back up top to Lemon. Lemon will reset the offense by giving the ball to Payton over on the right wing. He'll replace himself in the corner, and he tries to pass inside, intended for Grant Hamby, but it goes off of his hands for the fourth turnover on the Toppers. 1:10 to go till halftime. East Dalton Wood River trailing by two, could tie or take the lead here. Down the baseline it goes, up, shot's no good. St. Peter's gets the rebound, as St. Peter's is kind of disgusted there. He was trying to spin and throw. The ball goes out of bounds off of him for turnover number five. And so Lemon is going to have a seat now, as coming back into the ball game is Keaton Pruitt for the Toppers. Down to the final minute we go, 15-13, two-point lead for the Toppers. Payton up top to White over here on the left wing. Now to Payton in the corner, inside to Greg. Greg going to stop, pop, off the glass, and it's good. Good power move there by Jordan Greg, the 6'4 junior, got that shot to drop, and gives the Toppers a 17-13 lead. Back the other way, go the Oilers. They'll go down in the corner, bring it back up top. Shots up from three-point land, rolls around, won't go down, and St. Peter's going to be called for a foul reaching over, and he's got his hands high in the sky as if to say, I didn't do that. And the referee is going to disagree and give him his first foul. That will be 16 fouls. So the Toppers will inbound, leading by four with 22 seconds to go here in the first half. Drake Payton will bring it down on the dribble. Will they wait for the final second of the half? Probably, unless something really develops and shows itself. Schreiber with the ball in the corner. Back up top it goes to Pruitt. They'll swing it around the perimeter, back to Payton with 8 seconds. Now to White with six, back to Payton. At the elbow, he'll free up White in the corner for three. Off the iron, no good. Fighting for the rebound. The shot or the clock goes off before a shot can go up. So that brings us to halftime. And after two quarters of play here at the Litchfield Invitational Tournament, it is Hillsboro 17, East Dalton Wood River 13. We'll take a two-minute break and be back after these messages on WSMI. Both teams have broke from their huddles following the halftime intermission. Now we're ready to start third quarter action. Hillsboro 17, East Dalton Wood River 13. they'll switch in. And the Oilers, we've come this way in the second half. They'll get the ball out as Jake Wells will do the honors in front of the stage over on the far side. He'll kick it into Walker. Walker brings the ball across and guarded by Schreiber. Goes up to Dawson at the high post. He'll go down the right side of the lane, put it off from the baseline. And Dawson, with his second basket of the day, give him 4 points. Makes it 17-15. It's a two-point affair. They'll go inside to Tester. He'll spin. St. Peter's has him covered, so he'll go back up top to Greg. Greg to Payton. Payton going to give the ball off to Schreiber. Schreiber will dribble from right to left, picks up his dribble, gives it off to White over on the left wing. White's too far out for a three-point attempt, so he'll take it on a dribble to the elbow and give it off to Payton. Drake comes to the head of the key, and he gives it back to White. Oh, nice pass inside to Tester, who blew the layup. Excellent pass there. Back the other way. They'll fight as the shot is up, and no good by Schreiber. And St. Peter's comes away with the rebound for the Oilers. Walker from the elbow stops and pops. It won't go. White comes up with the rebound, and the toppers go back quickly the other way. Payton with the ball, kicks it back off top to Schreiber. Schreiber to Tester. Tester for the second time with a baseline jumper that's short. He gets the rebound, the putback, and he says, I'm going to the hole strong. That's what he does best. Tester has picked up his 10th point of the game, averaging about 12 points a game, so he already has 10, and the Toppers have a 4-point lead. Walker will bring it down on the dribble and kick it up top to Engler. Engler at the head of the key, going to stop and pop, but good, just inside the 3-point line. Justin Engler comes up with his first points of the game, and the English usually averaging about 7 or 8 points a game for the Oilers. He's gotten his first two as White drives baseline off the glass, rolls around, and finally goes down. So White has a two to go along with a three. Give him 5 points. Give the Toppers a 4-point lead once again. We've played 2 minutes here in the third quarter. Walker brings it down, being guarded by Schreiber. He'll go over to the left side, finds an opening, stops and pops and 12, but it's good. I mean to tell you, this Tavion Walker has 9 points, and he showed some very athletic ability as he takes the ball quickly on a drive and stops on a dime. Greg with the ball out at the head of the key. So I don't want to fall out here. Gives it off to a guard. Back the other way it goes to Payton. Drake gives the ball over in the corner to White. Inside the three-point line. No, they're going to give him three. Just outside the three-point line. Payton White with his second tray of the day. Gives him now 5 points in the quarter, 8 points in the game. So the topper lead has swelled to five, 24-19. Back the other way, shots up and no good. Tripping over the defender was Jake Wells. And the Toppers, leading by five, will head back the other way and immediately give the ball away. Back the other way go the Oilers. Shots up and off the glass, too hard. And back the other way will go the Toppers. And Tester will take it to the hole once again. He's doing what he does best, making a power move to the hole. And I think Coach Twitchell wants a timeout. He'll take a full timeout. 4:51 to go here in the third quarter. 26-19, Toppers with the lead. When we come back on WSMI. This is game one of our broadcast schedule for today. Coming up next, it will be from the Macoupin County Tournament, North Mac and Bunker Hill Boys at 5:30. Then we'll go back to Litchfield, coming here to give you the Litchfield CM game live at 7 o'clock. Follow that up one more time, going back to the Macoupin County Tournament, where it'll be Southwestern and Mount Olive Boys doing battle. That broadcast comes your way at about 8:30. So just keep it tuned to 106.1, and you're going to get a fill of basketball on this Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening. Too cold to be outside anyway, so may as well be watching, listening on the radio, as we are watching out for you at all times. Like to have you here at Litchfield. Very nice crowd here tonight. And I'd have to say most of them right now wearing orange and black. And the Oilers have just turned the ball over once again as the ball was deflected and it went off Walker's leg out of bounds. 6 miscues on East Dalton Wood River. Back the other way, White in the corner. Nope, will not go. Fighting for the rebound. Schreiber comes up with it. Off the glass, will not go. Fighting for the rebound now. Tester and Engler get tied up. And the arrow is going to favor Hillsboro as East Dalton River got the ball to start the second half. The Lebanon gang headed to the locker room as they're getting ready for their game coming up next. shots up, and I have no idea who shot it. All I can see is the Greyhound getting up in front of me and heading to the locker room. Any of it, the ball went out of bounds. Last touch by the Toppers. So the Oilers will have the ball as we hit the halfway mark of quarter number three. 26-19, Toppers with the lead. Sproul with the ball at the free throw line extended over on the left side. He'll go up top to Walker. Walker, going to give the ball off to Dawson. Dawson back to Walker on a drive. His shot won't go. Chester comes up with a rebound. He protects the ball and gives it off to Schreiber. Schreiber will bring it down on the dribble. Into the corner, it goes to Payton. Payton looking inside for Chester. It's up and it's good. Bread and butter. Six in the quarter, 14 in the game for Payton Chester, the big 6'3 senior. And credit the Topper guards because they're finding him on that low post and they're leading them to the basket with some good passes. Now here's Chester coming up with a steal. He got right into the passing lane. He tries to go down the other way, and Walker takes it away from him. So a steal each way gives the ball back to East Alton Wood River Oilers. And this time Sproul is going to get the ball and spin to the basket, and the big guy, 6'3 senior Darren Sproul, picks up his first points of the second half, give him 6 points for the game. Now Greg with the ball, gives it off to Schreiber. Schreiber's going to dribble into the lane, picks up his dribble, kicks it out on the wing to Payton. Back to Chester underneath, and another 2 points for Chester. Chester comes up with a bucket. Payton comes up with a great pass. Give him the assist and give the Toppers a 30-29 or 21 lead. It's a 9-point advantage for the Toppers of Hillsboro. They're starting to take control of this game, as we thought perhaps they would. As they take a timeout, we'll take a quick break. Be back after these two messages on WFMI. Looking ahead to next week on Monday night, we'll have Illinois at Nebraska coming your way live at 7 o'clock on WAOX 105.3 The Ox. Our Monday games include three live games, first in the Litchfield Tournament, Nokomis and Wood River at 2:30, then Staunton and Bunker Hill Boys from the Macoupin County Tournament coming your way at 6:30. We'll finish it up with North Mac and Gillespie Boys from the Macoupin County Tournament at about 8 o'clock. So three live games coming your way Monday, starting at 2:30 with McComas and East Alton Woodruff. Don't forget the Illini. They'll be over on the Ox at 7 o'clock. Engler's going to drive down the lane as we come back from the timeout. And he's going to be fouled in the act of shooting. This foul is going to go against Keaton Crook. Root will pick up his first. Engler will shoot two. And he'll make the first one. That is our first made free throw of the game. Both teams were 0 for 2 in the first half. Engler will get another one. He eyes the second one, tries the second one, buys the second one. We'll give him 4 points all here in the third quarter. Draws the Oilers back to within 7. 30-23, Toppers with the lead as we hit the two-minute mark in quarter number three. Pruitt with the ball over on one wing. They'll go to Greg on the other wing. He'll go baseline drive and then dish the ball off. Shot coming up. No. White's on the baseline. Now he'll stop and pop. It won't go. On the rebound is Jake Wells for the Oilers. He'll dish it off to Walker. Walker will bring it up on the dribble. He's going to try to go around Payton. Greg's cuts him down. So into the corner, it'll go to Sproul. Sproul looking for a shot, but Chester's all over him out there. He decides to give it up. They'll go back and set it up as Jake Wells is on the point. They'll give it off to Walker with the 1-2-2 showing on the third quarter clock. 30-23, Toppers by 7. Oilers being very patient now as he backs up, trying to set the offense up. Wells almost gave the ball up. Now he does, back the other way, goes the Toppers, Keaton Pruitt. He does a 360, got that one up, out of control, but he'll tell you, I had control the whole time. Nonetheless, the shot drops off the glass, drops through the rim, drops through the net. Into Sproul it goes, and now White steals it. That'll be turnover number 9 on the Oilers, who's starting to mount up. White drives into the lane, draws the defense, and he'll kick it out front. Give it off to Greg between the circles. He'll say, hey, give it up to the guard, and so he'll give it to Keaton Pruitt. Pruitt goes to Payton over on the wing. Payton at the head of the key. He goes over to the far wing. Now he'll get the ball back in the corner. He'll go inside to Gregg with another outstanding pass. Gregg can't get the shot to drop, and Dawson comes up with a loose ball. Then he loses control of it. Back it'll go the Topper's way. White between the circles, going between the legs. We're down to the final 10 seconds of the third quarter. Toppers have opened up a 9-point lead, looking for the final shot of the third quarter. He'll go off to White. He'll stop and pop and 12. Comes up short. Chester fighting for the rebound. Shot comes up late, but there's going to be an Oiler foul on the buzzer. And so the third quarter is not over, as Drake Payton will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So with no time on the clock, no, it was not a shooting foul. Excuse me, not a shooting foul. So they're saying that the foul occurred on a non-shooting mode, so they will not shoot it. The foul, however, will go against Justin Engler, and that'll be his first. At the end of three quarters, our scoreboard now reads the Hillsboro Hilltoppers 32 and the East Alton Wood River Oilers 23. Don't go away now. We'll be back with the fourth quarter action. WSMI. Just underway. I'm Gary Boker. First up here at the Crow's Nest. Tom Williams in the warmth of our studio, turning the dials, bringing this one your way. The Oilers get the ball to start the quarter. They'll work a little weave into the middle, and Jake Wells comes up with his first 2 points of the game. That makes it 32-25. The Topper lead is 7. Schreiber with the ball down in the corner. He'll go back up top, giving it off to Pruitt. Pruitt to Payton. Drake with a nice pass across the lane. Now he'll go out on the baseline. Three-pointer is up, but no good. Oilers coming away with a rebound. Wells on the dribble to give it off to Engler to set up the offense. Walker goes up to set a screen for him. Engler goes the other way. Looks at St. Peter's on the high post. Now Spool and St. Peter's go to give Walker a screen on either side of the lane. Walker can't take advantage of either one as he's being guarded there by Caden Lemon. Walker takes him for the basket, and Tavion Walker picks up his 11th point of the night. But he had 5 in the first, 2 in the second, 2 in the third, now 2 in the fourth. Give him 11 points as he's leading the way for the Oilers, who trail by 5, 32-27. Lemon with a nice pass inside to Chester, and Chester says thank you very much as he picks up his 18th point. But Lemon threaded the needle on that pass, did he ever. 34-27, Toppers by 7. They'll set the double stack offense once again. St. Peter's and Spruill setting on each side of the elbow, just above the elbow. They've got a guard stack behind them. That would be Engler and Wells. Walker's going to bring it off on the dribble. He was going to stop and pop. Instead, he'll go back to Engler for 3. Shot comes up short, but it's a long rebound. It goes to Walker. He'll fire a 3. That one won't go either. Coming down with a rebound is Keaton Pruitt. Pruitt's going to bring the ball up quickly as he tries to pass the ball to the corner. Walker deflects it out of bounds. 5:43 to go here in the fourth quarter. 34-27. Toppers with the lead and the ball. Pruitt's going to have a seat. A well-deserved rest indeed as White's going to run into the lineup. So it's White and Payton in there with Lemon, as well as Chester and Schreiber. Shots up and comes up short for the Toppers. Walker comes up long for the rebound. And the Oilers bring the ball back, trailing by 7 with 5:25 to go here in the fourth quarter. Walker trying to get a little bit fancy with the ball, loses control of it. As Lemon gets the ball, Walker gets the foul, trying to get the ball back. He reached in, and I think he took the worst of it as he kind of got a knee in the face for Davion Walker. Personal foul number 3. That'll be the first foul, or excuse me, second on the Oilers here in the second half. So with 5:20 to go, Lemon will bring the ball down the floor, kick it off in the corner to Payton. Payton is averaging about 12 points a game, has yet to score today, but has played an outstanding floor game as he's been dispersing the ball to his teammates. Again, it goes to Chester, this time from White, but Chester, once again, he's around the basket doing good things. Give Caden White credit for an outstanding pass on the baseline, led Chester to the reverse layup for his 20th point of the game. Makes it 36-27. Toppers with a 9-point lead. Walker going to drive, kick it off to Engler for 3. Bottom of the net. Engler comes up with a much-needed 3-pointer for the Oilers, and they will quickly call timeout. With 4:43 to go here in the fourth quarter, the Topper lead has been shrunk to 6. 36-30. Toppers with the lead. Back after this one message on WFMI. Well, the Oilers have keep battling. They had a 9-point deficit just a moment ago. They have dwindled that one down to 6. I thought they were going to come out with some full court pressure, but instead they're setting up in a 1-2-2 zone defense. Payton out top. He'll go to Greg. Greg will go over St. Peter's. Off the glass, no good. Fighting for the rebound. Engler comes down with it in the corner. The Oilers will come back trailing by 6. 4:20 and counting here in the fourth quarter. Walker between the circles takes it over on a dribble. Got a screen, but he's picked up by White. He'll go back up top, leaving it for Jake Wells. Wells on the dribble, going to try the left side. He'll go all the way off the glass. Nope, off the iron, will not go. Spruill comes up with a rebound in the lane. As he tries to pass it out, he gets out of the lane in time. A violation is not called. They'll swing it back over to the other side. And Jake Wells going to come up with a big three for Wells. He's got 5 points all here in the fourth quarter. And he's trying to bring those Oilers back into the corner. Topper's thought about a three. Instead, they'll go to the other corner. White will take that three. It won't go. Coming away with the rebound is the Oilers. Spruill back the other way. Walker stops the top as he goes up. Going to be a foul called against the Topper. This foul, I believe, is going to go against Alex Schreiber. Schreiber will pick up his first. Walker taking inventory, and then he's going to step to the free throw line to shoot two. 2 for 4, make it 2 for 5, or the Oilers as Walker misses his first free throw. He'll get another one. He's only about a 52% free throw shooter on the season. 3:34 showing on the clock. 36-33. Topper lead is 3. Walker eyes it. He tries it. He can't buy it. Fighting for the rebound. Greg comes away with it. So the Toppers dodge a bullet there. 2 free ones were there for the taking for the Oilers. They couldn't cash in on either one. So it's still a 3-point lead for the Toppers. 36-33. Now Walker just reaches right into the passing lane and gets hold of White pass and takes it back the other way. As he goes to basket, he's going to be fouled from behind him. He's going to go back to the free throw line once again. I believe this is going to go against Payton. Payton will pick up his first foul. Walker will go back to the free throw line. He was 0 for 2 there just a moment ago. See if he can make the correction. As he eyes it, tries it, and buys it. That draws the Oilers within 2. 36-34, Toppers with a 2-point lead. Walker with one more free throw for EAWR. Second free throw. He's going to spin that ball. Now he'll eye it. Now he'll try it. Now he'll buy it. So 2 free throws there gives Walker 4 points in the quarter, 13 points for the game, and we've got a 1-point contest as Payton with the ball picks up his dribble and doesn't know exactly what he wants to do with it now. So Coach Manzo says, I think we better take a timeout. He'll take a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. With 3:03 to go in the fourth quarter, the Toppers have the ball and a 1-point lead. We want to let you know what the rest of our broadcast schedule is for today. Remember that all of these games will be coming your way on WFMI FM 106 as well as on WFMIRadio.com. Following this game, we will go to the Macoupin County Tournament, where North Mac and Bunker Hill boys will do battle. That game is scheduled to come your way at about 5:30. Then we'll go back to Litchfield, as here at the Litchfield Invitational Tournament, the host team, the Purple Panthers, will take on Civic Memorial. That game will be a live broadcast at 7. Our final broadcast of the evening will be back at the Macoupin County Tournament for Southwestern and Mount Olive boys team. That broadcast schedule to come your way at about 8:30. Just keep it on 106.1, and we'll take care of you all evening long. Payton goes to the basket. Engler's going to foul him as he tries to head to the hole. So Payton, a 6'2 senior, will go to the free throw line looking for his first points of the game. He averages about 12 points of the game. He's probably got close to that many assists tonight as he's been distributing the ball well. Can he make the free throw? Yes. So Payton is in the book with a point. see if he can double that total right here as he eyes the second one. Well, he's taking a couple dribbles. Now he eyes it. Now he tries it. Now he buys it. So Drake Payton with two big points here at the 250 mark of the fourth quarter extends that Topper lead to three. 38-35. Hillsboro with the lead. Wood River with the ball. They'll swing the guards across the baseline out into the wing. Walker wants to go into the lane, and he'll kick the ball off for a three. Bottom of the net. As it is Jake Wells who's caught fire here in the fourth quarter as his tray ties things up. Payton going inside, lost control, regained control, and he's fouled from behind. I think Spruill got him. And if so, Spruill picked up his third. And Payton will go back to the free throw line to shoot two more. So it's a two and two big threes for Jake Wells here in the fourth quarter. First free throw by Payton is no good. He'll get another one to see if he can break this 38-38 tie. Payton takes a few dribbles. He eyes it, tries it, he buys it. So he's three for four from the free throw line here in the fourth quarter. And with 2:20 to go, the Toppers have a one-point lead. Walker's going to bring the ball down. Tavion will work over to the right side. He's looking for a seam down the side of that lane. None is there, so he'll give the ball off to Jake Wells. Wells, a six-foot sophomore, but he sure doesn't play like a sophomore. He'll get the ball in the corner and take a long three. This one comes up a little long, a little strong. Spruill was reaching over Drake's back. No foul was called, but they said Spruill touched it last. He's complaining, wanting a call, and he's lucky he didn't have the call go against him. In any event, the Toppers get the ball back with 1:50 to go, leading 39-38. Spruill may have a future in politics. He goes back to play some tough defense now as they'll swing the ball over to Greg from one corner to the other. The skip pass, now back up top. They'll go to Tester inside. Tester's going to get called for a push-off as he used the forearm to get Engler out of his way. Tester doesn't want to give the ball up. Now he gives it to the official who made the call. May have said, yes, sir, no, sir, thank you, sir, but turnover number 8 will go against the Toppers. And East Dalton Wood River will take a timeout at the 1:35 mark. 39-38, Toppers with the lead. We'll be back after this one message on WSMI. Tom Williams producing tonight's game, and he'll be relieved by Chip Means later this evening, as we'll have four games coming your way on the course of the evening, both from the Litchfield Invitational Tournament, another one coming here later, and a couple of games from the Macoupin County Tournament. Right now, this is another exciting 1-2-3 showing on the fourth quarter clock. Oilers have the ball. Toppers have a one-point lead. Walker wants to penetrate. He's going to be stopped there by Schreiber. Give the ball off to Engler. Engler comes out near the midcourt circle. He'll dribble with a guard or wing on each side. Free throw line way outside the volleyball line. And the two big guys are sitting out in the corner as well. Kind of looks like the old Mike Waldo Tiger offense. They're looking for a little dribble drive. See if somebody comes back and picks them up. I think Ron Twitchell is thinking, you know, we're to the point where we're one possession away from the lead and the win, so we'll see what happens as they drive to the basket. Schreiber's going to pick up the foul. It'll be his second on the Toppers. That's only their fifth, so the Oilers will inbound trailing by one with 46 seconds to go. Wells will inbound to Walker. Down to 40 seconds we go. Walker being very patient with the dribble out there. Coach Twitchell got his arms folded. He likes what he's seeing. Now they'll try to go inside to St. Peter's. And as St. Peter's cut the baseline, Walker threw the pass behind him. 11th turnover of the game on the Oilers with 35 seconds to go. The Toppers will inbound. Only 14 fouls against the Oilers here in the second half. So if they want to stop the clock on fouls, they're going to have to pick up a few of them. Greg with the ball at the head of the key. St. Peter's comes out on him. He'll give the ball off to White. Down to 20 seconds to go. Topper still clinging to that one-point lead. They'll go dribble drive and give the ball off to Payton. Payton's going to drive inside and then kick it back out front. It goes to White, and White is going to be fouled by Walker. Walker will pick up his fourth with 10 seconds to go, it'll still be Topper's ball, as the Oilers are not in the bonus. Coach Twitchell says, well, I'm in a predicament now. I've got to get two more fouls to put them on the free throw line. He'll take a timeout. With 10 seconds to go, Hillsboro 39, Wood River 38. We'll take a break and be back after these two messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, as we go back to live action, it will be Topper's ball. They'll inbound in front of their own bench. They have a one-point lead and the ball. The Oilers looking for a steal, if not a quick foul. The Toppers looking to simply run the clock out and pick up a win in the round number one. The inbound pass comes into Greg and back to White. Walker reaches in and fouls him. That will be Walker's, I believe that's Walker's fifth. Indeed it is, as Walker, perhaps the best offensive threat for the Oilers, is going to foul out here, and he'll be replaced in the Oilers lineup by Sean McKee. With 7 seconds to go, the Toppers will inbound once again in front of their own bench. McKee replaces Walker in the Oilers lineup. Toppers looking to get this one inbound. They'll do to Payton. Payton being guarded by Engler. Engler, who's trying to foul him. They didn't call it. He dove and took his legs out from under him. It could have been a lot less difficult foul. However, Engler gets the job done, picks up his third foul to the free throw line. Drake Payton. He's 3 for 4 from there tonight. Two big ones here. Well, it's a 1-1. He's got to make the first to get the second. And his shot's up, and it's good. He'll get one more, but even if he makes this, it'll still be a one-possession game. 3.4 seconds left on the clock, and before Payton shoots his second free throw, East Dalton Wood River will take a timeout. We'll take a timeout, too, and be back with the final 3.4 seconds on WSMI. 3.4 seconds showing on the fourth quarter clock. Hillsboro with a two-point lead, 40-38. 6'2 senior Drake Payton, a 60% free throw shooter on the season, on the line to shoot the and one. Got the bonus because he made the first, and he makes the second as well. So the Toppers lead by three. Englar trying to get the ball down to Spruill. His long three-pointer at the horn is no good. And so the Hillsboro Hilltoppers survive this one 41-38 over the East Alton Wood River Oilers. That's the number 6 seed with a 3-point win over the number 11 seed. In game number 1, the number 4 seed with a 4-point win, that was Greenville, with a 4-point win over the number 12 seed, Roxana. So game 1 of our afternoon showed Greenville defeating Roxana 53-49. Game 2 sees the Hillsboro Hilltoppers with a 41-38 victory over the East Dalton Wood River Oilers. Two great games and a lot more coming your way.